T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon, and we're all being torn in a couple of different directions, are we not? How are we staying safe relative to the Chinese coronavirus? I listened to the president, the vice president earlier today, along with this tremendous collection of leaders for the briefing earlier this afternoon. I thought it was wonderful. I really did. I just come away from that with a renewed sense of, I don't want to say total comfort, because that would be kind of silly, but certainly a level of confidence. I looked at the FDA commissioner and all these folks working overtime. And then later in the day, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half ago, as the president and vice president were over at FEMA, and they were talking with a number of the governors and indicating, of course, we're going to do everything we can to help. So that's clearly the primary concern that most of us have. But I'm going to tell you something. Criminal activity continues and law enforcement activity has to continue. And part of the scourge that we see in America today continues to be the opioid crisis and folks who are exploiting people to get them hooked on various medications and sell them to them. That's part of the bailiwick for Jim Carroll. Now, we know he's a good guy because he's a Virginia guy, right? UVA and George Mason. And he's now the drug czar for President Trump. Do I call you Mr. Czar? Is it director? I don't know exactly what the real title is.
Jeff, why don't you call me Jim? And it's always great to hear from you, always listen to you when I'm in Central Virginia. Thanks for being such a mainstay of the truth, really, throughout the Commonwealth.
Well, that is awfully kind of you, sir, and I do appreciate you making time for us. I know the entire federal apparatus, obviously, is being tasked with this coronavirus situation. How is it impacting what you and your folks are doing on a daily basis?
Jeff, it's a great question. I'm glad you asked. So one of the things that, you know, what we have tried to do is for people that do have a substance use disorder, those folks who have an addiction, mm-hmm. for years, the president has stressed that there's life-saving medication that we need to get out to them. And so we're using our experience in getting medicine out to folks. In addition, you heard the president talk about it today, the telemedicine, the telehealth.
Yes.
That's something that we have been pushing for the last couple of years in our space. So we're using our experience there, and especially for people who, you know, don't have easy access, you know, to a hospital, right, that they can call in, they can do a FaceTime, you know, over their phone and be diagnosed and get treatment. And so we're using that experience now in what we call Trump time to leverage it for this crisis. And so, you know, we're doing all sorts of things. We're working very closely with our law enforcement partners, making sure that they have the gear they need to be safe. You know, and so it really is everyone coming together for this crisis.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I know that looking at this, there are going to be so many eyes focused on this that some people are going to lose sight of this ongoing battle that we as Americans have to fight against illicit drugs. As an example, I just got a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Richmond about 6 major arrests for drug trafficking right here in the city of Richmond.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. And, you know, we're not forgetting that, you know, while we're, you know, committed to helping the American people, yeah, on the coronavirus, we're still working to prevent that. We were on calls last night with some of our international law enforcement partners, you know, worried about the flow of drugs now, you know, because these traffickers, you know, these are not, you know, humanitarian folks. You know, these people are willing to take advantage of us. They think our attention might be diverted, and it's not. And so we are continuing to focus on the drugs that are coming in. You know, Jeff, you're a father. I'm a father. You know, we worry about our kids during this coronavirus, and we worry about them with the drugs coming into our country. That's why the president wants a strong Southwest border. Almost all of the drugs that are killing Americans, including, you know, our fellow patriots here in the Commonwealth, are coming from outside the United States. That's what we're going to do. We've made good inroads already. First time in 29 years, we have a reduction in the number of Americans dying of a drug overdose, and about 4.1% nationally. And Jeff, with people like you and others who are out there just committed to making a difference, Virginia is actually doing better than the national average.
Wow. I'm finally thrilled to hear that we've made the good list, you know, the nice list. We've been on that naughty list for a while. Jim Carroll is joining us, and his official title, Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. The shorthand, obviously, is that he is President Trump's drug czar. Jim, do you mind focusing on something you did prior to this position? You know, you worked in that White House. This is you're certainly not new to the president's team, you know, working as the deputy chief of staff and the general counsel and attorney. I mean, you've got a long, long track record. So when you see President Trump and Vice President Pence essentially go from zero to 100 on this matter, you're not the least bit surprised, are you?
Oh, my gosh, no. That's why I said a second ago about Trump time.
Yeah.
He is an incredibly successful businessman. And, you know, Jeff, look, you've been incredibly successful in your career, too. And you don't get that way by being, you know, lackadaisical, by being lazy, by, you know, holding people to a very low standard. It's just the opposite. You know, you expect your producers, your folks, to be top-notch, going full tilt all the time. That's what the president does. That's what Mike Pence does. And, you know, when we've been meeting, you know, with him and in these meetings, he is, you know, he is large and in charge. He is pointed. He is direct. He wants to know what people are doing, where the needs are, you know, where the hot spots are. And what I love about this kind of situation, it brings out the best in people.
Yes.
We're working across party lines. You know, the governor in Virginia, you know, is working hard, and no one cares about politics now. What they want to do is just, you know, save lives, get people the help they need, and that's what everyone is committed to.
You know what? I've never had this opportunity. I'm going to correct you on one thing, Jim. There are still some people who are playing politics, but they mostly they're working in the media, and they attack the president at this briefing, and I know there's some people that don't like him when he pushes back, but man, I sit here and I cheer when he says, hey, by the way, I stopped the flights from China earlier than anybody knew about this, and it was your network who called me racist for doing it.
Yeah, wasn't that crazy? I mean, I'm so glad he called them out.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that long ago. They were saying, you know, yeah, he's racist, he's xenophobic, overreacting. I mean, thank God the president did what he did.
Yeah.
It's a direct result, you know, that's allowing this to happen. And, you know, that's, he is just that committed. That's what he's doing every day. I mean, just look at the tweets. There's, you know, he's up at midnight sending them out, and he's up, you know, 8 in the morning sending them out. Yeah. Jeff, he works almost as hard as you do.
Well, he's been slightly more successful, I would dare say, and he inspires a dollop more confidence in the American people. What about your team, Jim? Your folks are always going full bore, but given what's going on, and they are being pulled, obviously, in these other directions, and it is an all-hands-on-deck situation, how are they faring?
So I have about 100 folks at my office at the White House. And, you know, it ranges the gambit. You know, they're normal people just, you know, like us as parents. And, you know, their kids are suddenly off and they're trying to work and get what, you know, do what they can.
Yeah.
I have some people who work in, you know, very classified, sensitive information. You can't do that from home.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here in the office. A lot of folks are teleworking. We really didn't have teleworking before. We've got it now.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some normal technical glitches that we're experiencing with a few folks, but, you know, work goes on. And you know, some of our public health folks are diverted to working on, as I said, the medication, and also just, you know, the people that have a opioid use disorder, you know, there's medication for them.
Right.
They're working around the clock to make sure that there's, you know, those folks can still get the medication they need. And like I said, you know, on the supply side, we had folks, you know, from a global call last night at 9 p.m. that we hosted to make sure that, you know, to make sure that we're still worrying, you know, about the supply of drugs that are coming in. And so, you know, folks are doing what they have to do.
Okay.
You know, these are committed people, and they're just, you know, this is why they're there. Jeff, this is why you do what you do, is you're spreading the gospel. You're talking the truth. You don't want to scare people, but you want to make sure they have the right information.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to ask you, because I know you're pulled six different ways here, and I don't want to monopolize your time, but every time that I get the opportunity to speak with anybody who is involved in dealing with this opioid crisis, be it you know, the lead folks of the DEA or a variety of other alphabet agencies, I always try and remind people, they hear the word, we've heard it so many times, those of us of a certain age, a junkie. And we have this image of some down and out degenerate in an alley somewhere. And it's very easy for us to go, hey, you know, not my problem. But that's not even close to the truth anymore, is it?
No, it is so far from the truth. You know, the president, his own brother, Fred, died of an addiction.
Yeah.
It was to alcohol. The president's very open about it. I have a family member that developed a dependence on opioids, started with a prescription, and, you know, the doctor just kept writing the script and filling it when they shouldn't. That's happening, you know, that was happening so much. Yeah. And that was one of the things the president did when he took office. You know, we talked about this, and he said we need to reduce, you know, the unnecessary ones.
Right.
And obviously, some people have chronic pain. They need their medications. My mom's 87. She has arthritis. She needs it. But we wanted a one-third reduction by the end of the first term. We've already exceeded it. We're, instead of 33%, we're about 35%.
Okay.
And again, Virginia's doing their part. You have a great health department in Richmond,
right,
some great folks there. And so, you know, they're trying to, you know, spread that message about, you know, be careful how many opioids, you know, for prescribers, how many you write a prescription for. And for folks that need it, you know, don't have too much. And when you're finished, take advantage of some of the DEA take-back days.
That's
or
right.
Your local pharmacy, you know, get them out of the house.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, again, I appreciate you making time for us. You're always welcome here. I hope you know that. And I urge you, your team, if you get the president's ear, the vice president's ear, you let them know. We got plenty of folks here in Central Virginia that are on the right side, rooting as they are combating this and 10 other different crises all at the same time.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And, you know, you are always welcome at the White House. We talk with your producer. We want to do a broadcast live from the White House with you soon. So let's work on that one day.
Absolutely. Boy, you're going to take me to the mess, right, at some point?
Yes, I promise. And we'll get the chocolate freedom. It's a gooey combination of vanilla ice cream and hot chocolate.
Oh, man, you had me at chocolate, but I'll take whatever you got coming after that. Jim, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here, and God bless you and everybody working so hard today.
God bless you, Jeff, and all your listeners. We're going to get through this. We're going to come out on the other side, and we're going to be stronger for it.
Absolutely. That is Jim Carroll. He is President Trump's drug czar, and it is it's a tough time for everybody. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it. And I there's some of us who are looking at this and saying it is all hands on deck. And I know we've got political considerations, and they're media people, and they're this, and they're that. But what was Jim talking about? Families, right? Those of us who are moms and dads, and we got little kids, we got not so little kids. You know, at Casa Cats, not that it's about us, but I think we're sort of we're sort of an image. It's kind of a microcosm. We've got my oldest guy who is home from Stanford, and you know, we don't know when he's going back. And it's not that we want him out of the house, although there's considerably less cheese for me to eat at this point because he's home. But we don't want him out of the house. But, you know, we want him to go back to college and get his full college experience and take that brain of his, which is pretty doggone good, and make it even better. And he can help a lot of people. But we don't know when he gets to go back to school. And we've got my little guy who is a freshman at Patrick Henry. Well, we know they are not going back until April the 13th at the earliest. But are there not a lot of us thinking in the back of our head, gosh, I wonder if they're going back this year at all? And how does that translate for him? Is this a year that all these kids have to repeat? Are we going to go through school during the summer? And again, smart guy. I want him to learn a lot because he's got the opportunity, once he learns these things, to go on to college to help more people. And I don't know how that ends up. And then, I've got my middle princess, my middle child, who is my princess, right? What happens for her? She needs a daily routine in that special needs classroom, and we do what we can, but we're not professionals. And we're not, I'll be honest with you, we don't challenge her as much as her teachers and her therapists do. I don't want her backsliding. I don't want her forgetting skills that she may have learned at school. So we're all dealing with this. And then in the middle, you go, should I breathe near this person? Are you really 6 feet away from me? Are you 5 feet, 5.5 feet? Well, forget about it. So we're all going to get through this. I really do believe that. It ain't easy, but we're going to do it. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.